I told you, you'll get your money after I talk to Agrimon, not before.
Elias got to his feet and shrugged his jacket off. Despite the holes he'd cut in it, it still compressed his wings uncomfortably. Freed, they stretched and expanded themselves, wafting a breeze through the unventilated room. His wings were the color of an oil slick, black threaded with a rainbow of dizzying colors. The man looked away from him, as if the wings displeased him. But Elias didn't seem to notice. He began circling the pentagram he'd drawn, circling it counterclockwise, and chanting in a demon language that sounded like the crackle of flames. With a sound like air being sucked from a tire, the outline of the pentagram suddenly burst into flames. The dozen huge windows cast back a dozen burning, reflected five-pointed stars. Something was moving inside the pentagram, something formless and black. Elias was chanting more quickly now, raising his webbed hands, tracing delicate outlines on the air with his fingers. Where they passed, blue fire crackled. The man couldn't speak Thonian, the warlock language, with any fluency, but he recognized enough of the words to understand Elias's repeated chant.
Agrimon, I summon thee, out of the spaces between